This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Kerry Kasem. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Kerry Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. And everyone listening around the world on KBC.com, I am Alan Gervie, and I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here in beautiful Culver City to be the managing partner of your life. And joining me, as usual, is my beautiful and talented co-host, Kerry Kasem, turning off all the TVs in this studio. What am I going to do with the TVs off? I'm trying to watch TV, and Kerry, you're turning the TVs off.
It was too loud. I mean, usually they're on and they're silent.
I'm too loud.
No, you're a little loud, but not as loud as that. That was awful.
That was awful.
Yeah.
But I wanted to watch some sports, just in case the show gets boring. I like to watch something.
Yeah, you let me take over.
You can take over, Kerry, but the show is not going to be boring today. I can guarantee you that, because I know we have a featured guest today who is really an incredible guy. I mean, I'll tell you, this is a true Renaissance man. He's not only well-known as Potsy from Happy Days, but he has been a prolific director of TV of some of your favorite shows that we grew up on. And he's an entrepreneur. He's got all kinds of beauty products that you will be loving to talk to him about. He's an author, The Perfect Portion Cookbook. He also wrote Singing to a Bulldog. We're going to talk to him about that. It's amazing that we have Anson Williams on, and we're going to bring the legal ties into it because, of course, we can't just have an entertainment show when I'm a lawyer and we have a legal show. Isn't that right, Kerry?
Well, I mean, we can go off topic sometimes.
And we always do.
We do.
We haven't had some hardcore lawyers on for a while.
That is true. That is true. And I know we will probably have them on again.
Yes.
But it's nice to
break things up. We have Scott Turow booked, and he should be good.
Yes.
Because he's written some incredible books. He's going to be on in a couple of weeks. And we have a great show next week. But let's talk this week. Before we get to Anson Williams, I want to talk to you about a crazy, crazy lawsuit that took place this week. It was a guy named Brandon Vesmar. Did you hear about this?
I can't believe it.
He sued his date for texting in a movie. He paid $17.31 to go to the movie, and he found within a 15-minute period she kept texting through the movie. And this is in Texas. So what did he do? He took her to small claims court. He wanted his money back. Have you ever done that, Kerry?
No, I mean, that's beyond frivolous and ridiculous and stupid. I guess it is small claims court, so you're not using, you know, the court's time.
Sure,
and the
you're using
everything.
The court's time.
A little bit, but not you know, it's so one and done.
There are a couple of defenses that we can talk about here. Assumption of the risk. When you go out on a date, you assume the risk that you may be dating an idiot.
Yeah, but you're assuming this guy would be responsible enough to think that.
Well, we don't know. I will tell you that I wanted to sue a date way back when. It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, no.
Between marriages. I found a beautiful woman I saw on the internet in Ventura. And we talked, and she was so sweet. I loved talking to her. It was the greatest, most wonderful conversations I ever had. And I decided I was going to go up there. It's a long schlep for me, but I decided I was going to go do it. I was going to meet her.
Yeah.
I drove like an hour and a half, almost as long as it took Anson to get here from Malibu today. And I got there, and she opened the door to her home, and I was like, oh, my goodness. This is not the girl in the picture.
Oh.
This is not the girl. She had the same voice.
Right, but that happens all the time.
It's
that
fraud.
Happens all the time.
Why didn't I sue her for fraud?
Okay.
It's so fraud.
You had it good, and I'll tell you why you had it good. Okay, you went an hour and a half. You met a girl. She didn't look like that. I have a friend, I'm not going to say who, he's probably listening right now, who met a gorgeous girl, like gorgeous girl on one of those dating sites, and goes out with her, takes her to the movie, and they share a little kiss. She's beautiful. She is everything. And she sits him down, says, I have something to tell you over dinner. She's like, I'm a man.
Really?
I'm a woman, but and I'm going to have the operation. I'm going to have everything. I'm a woman inside. And he thanked her for letting him know.
Is that a lawsuit? Maybe that is. You know, a friend of mine, it reminds me of a story in Thailand. A friend of mine went to Thailand.
Oh, the lady
up,
boys.
No, well.
Lady boys,
yeah. Picked up this wonderful, beautiful woman, took her up to the hotel room. There's security there because you're not allowed to be with minors.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to show the birth certificate or whatever you have, driver's license. I don't know if they drive or not, but mopeds. They drive mopeds.
Yes, they do.
So the security guard's looking at it and says, I got good and bad news for you. The good news is she's over 18. The bad news is she's
not a he.
You know, we had to get to the bottom of this lawsuit on Brandon Vesmar with Crystal Cruz. It took place in Texas. And Gervie's Law does not let these important lawsuits go without focusing on the legal issues. We had our producer, Lorraine Ladd, speak to Brandon Vesmar. He was supposed to be on the show, by the way.
Yeah.
Lorraine, what happened when you spoke to him?
Well, I talked to him on Thursday morning, and he was going to be on the show. And then all of a sudden, Thursday night, Inside Edition ambushed him. They had him show up to the movie theater, and they were doing like a segment. He had no idea. At the end of the segment, she showed up.
What?
The girl that went on the date.
Crystal.
Oh, no.
Crystal showed up, and he was not a happy camper. And she said, here's the money back. She gave him the $17.31.
No.
Yes. And said, can you just let it go now? And he said, I will. They hugged, walked away, and he was not a happy camper. He said he's taking the $17.31, and he is going to donate that to charity.
Nice. It's going to save the world.
Yeah, it's going to save the world because, you know, $17.31 is a lot.
It is.
And so he has been contacting me, and he has been texting me as of late last night. And he wanted me to...
Be careful, Lorraine, because he may be suing you.
Be careful who you give your number to. I cannot tell you how many people I've done that with, and then they think it's okay to call you late at night or through the night, or they get upset if you don't get them right back, and
Brandon Vesmar is texting you at nighttime.
Yes, and so he basically said, here's the story. A stand-up guy goes on a date, behaves as a stand-up guy, gets stuck with a texter, gets mistreated, says enough, end of story. And then he did say, Crystal did meet me halfway, and I accepted her money. I'm donating it to charity. And he had some different tweets and stuff that he had, you know, put on his Twitter. And he just basically said, I'm done with it. I'd like to get back to my regular life. I'd like to get some sleep and be done.
She sounds like a nice person. She came there. She gave him the money. She gave him a hug and said, okay, we're done.
Good. She said, we're done.
Her.
Let's move on.
She must not have been that bad.
Yeah. So he said he would like to move on.
Folks, you've heard it here first. The lawsuit is over.
Lawsuit is over.
2 weeks ago, we had Gloria Allred on. She was talking about her lawsuit for her client, Summer Zervos, against President Trump and how she was going to bring down President Trump. She was sitting right in this chair that Anson Williams is sitting in right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this is way more important.
I gotta, this is fascinating, this lawsuit. I'm just, like, thrilled I'm here. And I can't believe what you're offering the public. I mean, this was a very important information here. 17, you know, if you want to, you know.
This is why
you want to go on a date
here
and not pay. This is great information.
Information, Lorraine.
Can you use it on wives?
You're welcome.
I'm not sure.
You know, I'll try it out, you know?
Plural.
I'm fascinated.
It is. It's fascinating. We have really learned something. Lorraine Ladd, thank you so much for breaking this story. It's over.
It's
no
over.
More lawsuits.
Lorraine, you
no
spent
more.
So much time
I
on
did.
The story.
I
now
did.
You have a,
an, it was riveting, really.
Is he part of your Facebook now?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going out with
you
him.
Careful.
Yeah.
Very careful.
We have more important things to talk about.
We do?
We have to take a quick break.
Oh,
but
this whole thing's been a break. What?
This is not a break.
Now, I got to wait longer?
Anson Williams, you know, Potsy Weber's on the hot seat.
I had to sit here in front of this mic and say nothing. You know how hard that is?
I know how hard that is.
Go to your break. Yeah,
you are on the hot seat after the break.
Hot seat.
Potsy on the hot seat. Come back.
Oh, you have to rhyme it now. That's so clever.
This is Gervie's
so,
Law.
I haven't heard that 100 times.
We are going to have some fun after the break. You're listening to Gervie's Law with Kerry Kasem, Anson Williams, and Lorraine Ladd right here.
If you have a $17
here.
Case, you go there.
790 KBC.
Your one stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company failed you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
It's Peter Tilden, and I want to tell you about Flooring Pros. Their selection and prices are definitely going to floor you. They've got beautiful natural hardwoods and laminates and vinyls and tile, and they can beat the price of the big national advertiser who you see advertise every day by as much as 50%, and they get it done right because they have enormous selection and everything is in stock. So that means you can get a free estimate one day and installation the very next day. Check out FlooringPro.com. They're on Google. They're on that beautiful website, House. And check out their Yelp reviews. They're fantastic. So for the largest selection and the finest hardwoods, environmentally friendly flooring, laminates, exceptionally trained experts, and the best price guaranteed, call the number one flooring company in Los Angeles, FlooringPro.com at 800-815-1565. That's 800-815-1565. Call them for a free estimate or go to FlooringPro.com.
Flooring Pro, their prices will floor you.
If you're going to understand the form of our government, you'll have to understand something that's in the Declaration of Independence as a precursor. We're trying to explain the United States of America. There are questions here, huge questions. We have a lot of thinking to do.
As a Hillsdale student, professors like Dr. Arn inspire me to learn about human nature and government. Join us for a new free Constitution course that mirrors the classroom experience. Enroll at freeconstitutioncourse.com. freeconstitutioncourse.com.
You see a beautiful yard. Weeds see a playground. The Home Depot can help. Right now, buy Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with Comfort Wand and get a free refill. Roundup kills the toughest weeds and unwanted grass right at the root. You worked hard for that beautiful yard. Keeping it weed-free should be easy. Get a fresh take on spring and a free refill with the purchase of Roundup Weed and Grass Killer. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, valid through May 31st.
For you.
Coming up on the next Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, we'll tell you how many leagues try to take Trump out over the weekend.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Free country, ain't it?
Oh, my. Watch it local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervie and Kerry Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Nice. Come on, Kerry.
No,
you're not singing.
Okay.
We're going to get Anson singing later.
Oh, God. Thank you.
What a great theme song. It brings back so many memories for so many of us. Anyone who's watched Happy Days will know that. And we are privileged today to have Potsy. That's Anson Williams from Happy Days, the hit series in the 70s and into the 80s. But a lot of people don't know that after Happy Days, Anson became a very successful television director for such TV shows as Beverly Hills 90210, Melrose Place, Secret Lives of the American Teenager, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Lizzie McGuire with Hilary Duff, and of course, my favorite show of all time, Seventh Heaven.
Aww.
Wow, I love those shows. He did so much television, but he still had time to be an entrepreneur. And he came up with these amazing products, Star Maker Products, cosmetic company. We can talk about that. He's the author of the Perfect Portion Cookbook, which he has been on QVC. We can talk about that. His uncle, Dr. Henry Heimlich, is the famous inventor, creator of the Heimlich Maneuver. He's the author, Anselm wrote a book called Singing to a Bulldog. From Happy Days to Hollywood Director and The Unlikely Mentor Who Got Me There. He's got something really important to talk about today called Alert Drops. You're not going to want to miss it. Anson, it's crazy. So much stuff for so many years. And I got to ask you, when you sit here today, what are you most proud of?
Oh, gosh. My family. My daughter.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay. But, and it's not corny. It's every cliche is true. You know, it really is. No, that's what's important. And that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps a smile on my face and keeps me ambitious and keeps me challenged.
It's interesting.
Five daughters will do that.
Oh, my Lord. When you say it keeps me ambitious.
I hate to interrupt, but I'll tell you, because I have five daughters for whom I know God's a woman, and God is getting even for the 70s.
Well, you know.
Go ahead, kid. Have a good time. I'm going to get you later, boy. Enough.
My brother-in-law would share that sentiment. He had three daughters, and they decided to have one more kid, trying to have the boy, and what did they get? Twin girls.
Oh.
So you have something in common with my brother-in-law and my sister, of course. But going back to, and you know, that's a great answer, by the way, when you say that it's your family and you say that, you know, this is what's motivated me. This is what's made me ambitious. Some people have the opposite. It's they're motivated, ambitious, and by the way, I have a kid. I knew an actor once who said he had a kid only because it was really important when he went to some Hollywood functions he wanted to show that he had a kid.
Well, that's someone who's not well balanced. I mean, he's living on society's platform.
He's my best friend.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
He needs help.
Yes, he does.
So tell us about Happy Days, because we want to go back in time and bring us up to date. When you first started, you almost didn't get the gig.
Well, it's funny. Most people don't realize that there were two pilots for Happy Days. The first one was written by Gary Marshall. It was a much softer pilot, more like Summer of 42. It was basically about the Cunningham family getting their first television set.
Okay.
But Fonz wasn't created at that time. Ralph wasn't created at that time. Harold Gould played Mr. C, not Tom Bosley. Marion Ross was in it. Aaron wasn't there. I was there and Ron was there. And I almost didn't get that because my car broke down. And I was like hours late. It was pissing rain.
And that was driving from Burbank?
At the time, yeah. And I was just hours and hours late. And I was
for the show today.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I ended up getting there quite a few hours late, go to Millie Gussie's office, who was the head of casting at the time. I walk in looking like a drowned rat, and I explain to the receptionist, you know, what happened. And I hear in the background, "You're damn lucky they haven't cast Potsy. You're damn lucky." I say, "What's a Potsy?" She goes, "Here, look." And this Millie Gussie comes out, who's about 4'5", with a cigarette in her mouth. "Read this. Study it. And I'll call you in." I'm studying this, you know, scene with Potsy, and it reminded me of my friend Howie Schertzman. So I kind of went into his personality, Howie. And I got, so I get in, and there's Millie with a cigarette burning and a cigarette in her mouth, and I says, "All right, go ahead." So I read with her, which wasn't easy, and she goes, "Sit there." She goes on the phone, "Hello. He's perfect. I got someone. I don't care if you're in costuming. You get down here. He's perfect."
Oh, my God.
She was talking to Gary Marshall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
wow.
So, Gary Marshall. So, I go out and wait. Gary Marshall finally comes in. And anyway, whatever. I got the part. I ended up getting the part. We started wardrobe the next day. Started shooting the day after. It didn't sell, by the way.
Why were they in such a hurry back then? Because apparently they wanted to get it on the air.
Not then.
You didn't even have a deal, though. at that time. Didn't you have to negotiate?
Yeah, they negotiated. I did have a deal. The agent was on negotiating the deal. They finished it. And I wasn't in any position to negotiate anything great.
Yeah.
I was going to pay them. You know, maybe I shouldn't have done
that. Wait, so they didn't sell the one you did?
Them?
No. I think you need to sue them.
Yeah.
They didn't sell that one then.
No, what happened was it didn't sell. So I went back to playing the concerned boyfriend roles. Literally, I'd be in five pages of a scene with five lines. I was the best reactor on television.
Oh, my God.
You can't see this, folks, but I'm reacting.
This is radio. Anson, I want to remind you it's radio.
You mean they can't see this? Can you feel me reacting?
He's
can you
making
feel it?
A face.
So anyway, I get a call, and they're going to do another Happy Days pilot, but this time Ron and I have to screen test. They thought
what?
We might be too old.
22 no. years old?
Swear to God, 23, I think. Then. Okay. 23. So anyway, whatever. We got it again, and this time it all worked out. So
it worked out,
it
didn't
worked, it? It sort of worked out.
And then you had some leverage after that you could actually negotiate once this show became a big hit.
What if it wasn't like today?
No.
We didn't get paid like today. I remember my salary. It was when its first year was 900 an episode.
That's it?
1,200 an episode the second year. It was not a tremendous amount of money at the time.
You should have fired your agent.
No, it was different. It wasn't like today. It wasn't like when Friends broke through. We'd be getting millions today, but I don't care. The learning experience was so amazing. What it gave us in life was so amazing. I wouldn't ever want it any differently.
Did you have a lawyer?
No.
Huh.
No.
You weren't around at the time.
That's a mistake.
You'd have gotten me $17.17.
I would have gotten you more. I would have gotten you $950 a week.
You'd have gotten me 50 more, man? Anyway, but it was amazing because Gary Marshall was like a professor. He was more than just he was a teacher, more than just our boss. He opened up the entire Paramount lot for us to learn so much about the business. That's why we're still part of it. I watched John Schlesinger direct Day of the Locust. I was right by his side. I watched Polanski doing Backlot Chinatown. Wow. I watched every musical number that was done on the lot for Grease. I mean, that was open to me. That was my education. So it was and the reason I think Henry's still, of course, Ron's a huge star, but Henry, Scott Baio, myself,
everyone,
we're still in it because of Gary's mentoring.
So what happened to Erin then? What happened?
She died.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm
what
sorry.
Happened
That's
there?
Really bad. No.
What do you
Are you talking about way back when, Carrie, or recently? 2 weeks ago.
Erin, 2 weeks
Erin
ago in
was,
Moreno.
Erin lit up
Is
the
Is it
room.
Erin? What's her name? Moran. Yes, thank you.
Erin was amazing. In fact, she was on Lisa Bright and Dark, the show I was acting in, the Hallmark special, when I heard there was another pilot. And she played Kay Lynn's sister, younger sister. When I heard that they hadn't cast Joni yet, they wanted to cast someone differently than the first pilot, I recommended Erin. And she came down.
You talked to Gary and said,
I recommended
I know
her. Uh-huh. And they brought her in along with a lot of other people, and she got the part.
Wow.
And she was the most wonderful, wonderful kid, but she had a horrendous upbringing, which is kind of a personal thing.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I am so saddened by our loss of Erin. I mean, it's just, it didn't have to happen.
You stayed in touch with her I read that Scott Baio had no idea what was going on with her recently, and apparently you had a little more information.
Just because I had a little more information because of a circumstance happened where I found out. So I texted her and found out she had
throat
I actually texted her husband and she had throat cancer, but we would text because she couldn't talk, and it looked like she was doing great. It looked like she was really beating up this thing.
Wow.
And then when I got the news that she had passed, it was shocking. It was shocking, and it was like really, it was sad because it was so unnecessary.
And you got together with some of your colleagues from Happy Days?
Marion Ross felt it would be great if we just all got together just to get together.
She is so wonderful, that
she
woman.
Is.
I love her. Yeah, I know her son, Jim Meskimen, who's unbelievably talented.
Talk about
like
a talent.
800 different voices. This guy's, we have to get him on here. He's so talented.
Now, what connection does he have to the law?
So, listen, he does. I'm sure he has a lot. Let me tell you something. This guy has stories.
I'm sure he has
wazoo.
Someone to sue.
Yeah.
We can figure it out.
Look, Anson's here.
In fact, right here, I'm sure we can get some business going. By the, you get me going, a ton of people are coming to mind.
Yeah, no, she's just a sweetheart. Stories.
Marion is. So she's 88.
Yeah.
She's like 40.
Wow.
So Ron Howard came by, and Scott Baio came by, and actually Kathy Silvers helped put it together, who Phil Silver's daughter.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
She played Jenny Piccolo.
Yeah,
of course.
And then, and so we were, and we just had this amazing.
Where was it?
At Marion's house.
At her house.
And that way, there was no paparazzi. There was none of that crap. And we were just able to enjoy Erin, just like she was there, a celebration of her life. So it was an amazing evening. That's it really nice. Was.
It
an
shows
amazing
how
evening.
Special the group was.
Very special group.
From back then. And to do that now, so many years pass by, people's lives change, and there you are all together mourning the loss.
Over 40 years we've been together. Over 40 years. It's like, don't blink. Mm. Four decades go by.
Yeah, I know. Life goes by so fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But it really was. And it was amazing. I think the reason everyone, there was a great lesson taught by Gary Marshall, and that is, you know, like all of us here are ambitious. We're all entrepreneurial ambitious here. We are. But that's in us, and it's good. And you want to do great. You want to go out there, and you want to do great, and that's wonderful. Gary said, you're in it, don't be of it.
That's right.
He goes, you're of it, it's over.
Mm-hmm. You're in it.
Because, no, you're of it, meaning that you're hiding behind it. You're in it. But that's not who you are.
It's true.
And Gary, that was a huge loss, for him. I'm sure you have so many memories. We're going to talk more to Anson Williams. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Yeah.
Your source for breaking news. Live and local. KABC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
'Cause you had a bad day.
You had a long day at the office, got stuck in traffic, and spilled your dinner all over your front seat. But coming home to him makes it all worthwhile. Find your next reason to come home at the 11th annual KABC Pet Adoption Day, Saturday, June 10th from 10 to 4 at the SPCA LAPD Pittsford Companion Animal Village in Long Beach. All adoptions include initial vaccinations, spaying or neutering, a free vet exam, microchip, and a free new pet parent pack from our friends at Subaru. The 11th annual KABC Pet Adoption Day, brought to you by the all-new 2017 Subaru Impreza. It's more than a car. It's a Subaru. Get all the details at KABC.com.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
You're listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Right. Well, I stepped out the tub and put my feet on
on the floor.
Yeah.
Wrap the towel around me and I open the door. And then I splish splash, I jump back in the bath. Why, how was I to know there was a party going on? I was a splishing and a splashing, feeling with the feeling, rolling and a strolling. Oh, rolling and strolling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
color
baby.
Commentary. Everybody's in here like nice. Dancing and doing the swimming wave. And we're just, yeah, plugging our noses
this
and going down.
This is nice. We are dancing to Potsy right here on Happy Days. These are Happy Days. You still got it.
I still got it?
You still got that voice.
Oh.
I mean, you got a lot of things, but I mean, when you...
Really?
Can you sing...
You saw the doctor's report.
I want you to sing something for me that I love.
Oh, that was corny. Yes.
Put your head on my shoulders. That, you know,
I'd be further in the business, thank you.
I sing that. You would be. That was... But I'm bummed.
Took
that was
a while, yeah.
I sing it to my daughter, and I off-key, so I want to hear it
put
sing.
Put your head on my shoulder, whisper in my... I have terrible voice.
Keep going.
Put your head on my shoulder, whisper in my ear. Baby, words I long to hear. Tell me. Stop singing, Anthony, because
nice.
It's gone.
No.
I can't do it anymore.
I'm going to play that for my daughter, and she'll say,
how did you
Man.
Get me to do that? No one gets me to do
I
that.
I got you to
you
do
it. You were on key.
I was?
Yeah.
Oh, thank
very
goodness,
much so.
Man. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
You know, we want to talk
splish
a little bit.
Splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night.
So, Anson,
just oh, yeah. What?
We want to talk a little bit about your career after Happy Days, because a lot of people don't know that you directed some of the iconic television shows of our time. How did you get into it? To go to Melrose Place, 90210,
yeah,
how does that happen from, you know, Happy Days?
Well, it's getting off your butt and moving forward. No one gave me those jobs. What happened was... I had already started pitching to the network shows as a producer. In fact, we sold a movie of the week with Bette Davis called Skyward that Ron Howard directed, and I wrote the story, exec produced with him. So I was already behind the scenes, but then I wanted to be on the set. So directing, you know, was an obvious choice, but no one gives you a break.
Yeah.
So nobody would give me a break. So I had an after-school special in development called No Greater Gift. And I was able to convince the network to let me direct my own show. But Ron at the time, who had already done Night Shift,
yeah,
he backed me saying they wanted Ron, if I was screwing up, to come in and take over. And he said, I know I won't have to do it, so it's fine.
Cool.
So I was able to hire myself, and for writing, we won the Humanitas on that, and
that's
it got
amazing.
Lots of accolades. So anyway,
that's
that
great.
Was the first one. Then the second... time I had to hire myself, and it was called Lone Star Kid, about the youngest mayor in the history of the United States. He was 12, starring this kid and James Earl Jones, and I was able to co-write that script and direct, exec produce that. Then I started getting hired after that, and then
that was some stressful shows you were working on. How did you deal
stressful.
With all those 90210 kids?
Well, it's not, actually we got along great. I started on Bochco shows, L.A. Law,
oh yeah,
Cooperman, and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
because I've done over 300 shows, and it's so funny because the average lifespan of a director in the Directors Guild is 57 years old, and I think that has to do with segment directing because it's really, really pressure filled. Yeah.
So really, the average
lifespan
die at 57
yes.
if you're a director in this business.
Director, unit manager, and assistant director. Yeah, 57 is the lifespan.
Are you out now?
Oh, yeah. I'm
okay.
10
you're
years
out,
past.
You're out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You look good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Do you believe that it was more stressful than acting? I mean...
Oh, much more stressful. Oh, yeah. It's a really... But you have to learn how to handle it. That's what I... You know, you can't... Again, you're in it. Don't be of it. You can't... You've got to have enough confidence in it to do what you can and not worry. You know, because you're gonna get a lot... When you go on these different sets, you're the guest. You're not there every week when you're guest directing.
And you're dealing with a lot of personalities.
You're dealing with a lot of personalities. But the thing was, it does help that I was there at one time. There is a respect. There is, you know, I mean, I very rarely have I had huge problems. When I've had them, they've been huge.
What's the worst problem you had with an actor? Worst. You don't have to say who. Just I want
to
know.
No, you do have to say who.
Well, he probably won't, but it'd be great if he did.
He's thinking about it.
Well, you know, one has passed away, so it'd be kind of a bad. It would be bad.
No, now you can. If one passed away, then
yeah,
it's
they can't sue you.
Him.
Remember, this is a legal show.
That's
I'm
right.
a lawyer. I'm protecting you right now. Dead people have no rights.
Mm. Oh my gosh! No, but he's dead. He's not going to get his feelings hurt.
Well, I'd say, okay. They're, well, eh.
Oh, they do have rights. But, if, and, but wait a second. Before you tell,
as a producer, I'll tell you who's a real. I mean, it's in my book. Is a real pain in the you know what, and that's Bette Davis.
Was she really?
What? Unhappy person.
Aww.
What a pain in the neck, man, unnecessarily. But it was quite an education for Ron and I.
You know,
she kept saying, "You're babies. You're not. You're babies."
So
I go,
she didn't
I go
like...
"Yeah, but we write your check."
That's you know? Right.
Wow.
Well, you know, yeah. there's certain arrogance in Hollywood that we hear about.
No, she
not
was
for
just,
everyone,
she
but
was, she was
just an
really,
angry person.
What's interesting is your first producing job to be with a legend like
a legend
that. And then it was quite some that was quite an experience
you know you so. Mentioned the book and by the way folks if you do want to call in and talk to Anson the number is 800-222-5222 800-222-5222 that's KBC we want to talk a little bit about Singing to a Bulldog.
Yes,
what a great story. No one has a clue unless they hear it from you what the title is. The book is amazing. In fact, I came across a couple of people commenting after they saw read the book, and they said, "I loved reading this book. It brought tears to my eyes several times as I was reading about all of Anson's amazing journeys. Great, easy read with powerful inspiration." Someone else wrote, "Best little book that you will ever read. You will find yourself laughing right out loud as you read it." It's amazing. All these reviews keep going on and on. Very well-written story of growing up with the words and examples of others. A successful man who didn't get so full of himself, he put down others. Highly recommend it.
Nice. It's very nice.
Amazing.
But all that's because of, you know, the reason I wrote the book was to pay forward an important individual in my life. And also maybe to, you know, open up people's eyes a little bit to not be prejudiced. Because I wouldn't be here talking to you today if it wasn't for a 50-some-year-old, uneducated, African-American man who's an alcoholic. And that man made my life. Because I had a hard upbringing. Because my dad was in World War II and two Purple Hearts and all this. Mm-hmm. But and then all of a sudden you come back into society, you're kind of a rough person.
Yeah.
So I had, you know, kind of a... an upbringing that didn't give me a lot of confidence, let's say.
Yeah.
In fact, no confidence. And I got a job as assistant janitor at Leonard's department store. Well, in high school, part-time. Yeah. And my boss was Willie Turner, who was this man. And he called his janitorial room the talk room. And he had two oil drum cans. And when we weren't busy working, he would talk. He's the first person to talk to me, not at me.
Right.
And he helped me find me. When I was done with that job, I knew who I was. I knew what I was good at, and I was moving forward. It was all because of Willie.
Did you ever tell him that? Did you go back?
I never had. You know, he was. I was 16 at the time. You know, he died when I was 19 years old.
Oh.
So he never saw. He never saw or witnessed what he did for me. But hopefully he did. But yeah, so I was able to take this memoir, this book, and there would be like. Great stories I could write, like getting kidnapped by the President of the United States' daughter at the White House. I was kidnapped by the President of the United States' daughter at the White House. But, and there's that story, and it's funny, and it's kind of different, but there's a bigger story in the story that Willie taught me. There's a life lesson to it that other people can connect to and hopefully relate to, and hopefully get the same lessons I did from Willie. Now I can pay this forward. I can put them in the talk room. I can put them on that oil drum can. I can open up their hearts to possibilities.
So I want to know about the kidnapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, gosh, years. Okay, when Gerald Ford was president, Susan Ford was having an azalea coronation thing or something in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I was requested to sing America the Beautiful at the coronation for her. So I thought, oh, that's kind of an honor. So, yeah, so, you know, I fly back, you know, And I meet, and it's kind of a highfalutin crowd and all that, you know. And so I go for rehearsal for the song, and I do the rehearsal. Oh, beautiful, right? Whatever. With my rent-a-tux. And I get done, and they said, the head honcho said, "Would you like to meet Susan?" I said, "Yeah, that's why I'm here." So she was over in another room in the, by the big, where the event was going to take place. She was with some friends, and she was so rude to me. She was, oh, hi. And goes back to talking with her friends. I go, oh, hi. I fly, you know, here.
You said this to her?
No, I'm thinking to myself, okay. Oh, hi? No, I'm thinking goodbye. So I went to the head honcho, and I said, I know you have us seated at the same table. I will not sing America the Beautiful if you do not change my table. I am not sitting with that person. But they changed tables. So I'm there. I go up there. I sing America the Beautiful. I do not look at her. I sing America the Beautiful. I go down to this nice dinner, and I'm cool. All of a sudden, quite a bit down the line, the music's playing. People are dancing. I get this. I turn around. It's her. Would you please dance? I go, all right. So we dance, and she apologizes. We're dancing. She goes, I'm so sorry. I said, you should be. She goes, no, my friends are there. This is going on. So she ended up being like a really cool person.
Aww.
She ended up being like,
you know,
really...
that's an inspirational story because a lot of times we judge people for a good reason, and then look what it turns around.
Well, here's what happened. So she actually ended up being a cool person. So we kept in contact. And I got invited to this afternoon tea at the White House that was honoring all the people that put together this event. So I go back there, and you're supposed to wear suits and ties, and I was in a safari suit. You remember those?
Yes.
A tan safari suit.
Yes.
And they're like giving me looks, but I got in. So anyway, to go to the event, I had to go on an all-nighter because I was working, and I was exhausted. I think it was 11 o'clock at the White House. So I get there. We go to the East Room. And here they come, and here comes Mrs. Ford down, and here comes Susan down. It was Forrest Gump. What am I doing here? So all of a sudden, she goes, Mrs. Ford comes by. I hear you have a lovely voice. Oh, you know, what? So Susan comes by. I said, lovely house you got here. She goes, you have no idea. So
Is that what they're saying about Trump right now?
I know.
At the end of this whole thing, and I'm exhausted, I'm going to sleep, we're on a tour of the White House, the Secret Service take me away up to the living quarters. And she goes, hi, I'm kidnapping you. We're going to go to a Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes concert. And sure enough, I went to Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes concert in a caravan with the President's daughter from the White House.
Very few people can say that. You know, quickly before
That's
we go
awesome.
To the break, let's talk to John. The board is just lit up. A lot of people want to talk to you. John from Valencia, how are you doing? Is he there?
Hello?
No?
I have this effect on people.
No, I guess. All right. You know, we'll just take a quick break. We'll come back. We want to talk about alert drops. It's really important what Anson is working on now and some other things. The Perfect Portion Cookbook is also something that I really like at QVC. You're listening to Gervais Law. We got one more segment with Anson Williams right after the break.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
We are all. Kings.
On the Kings, baby.
790 KABC.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the emergency room and spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy about telling people not to smoke around your kids.
Half of U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Of course. Hoo-hoo, Jashkin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay, Squirrel! Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The Forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wake up! Wake up! With Doug McIntyre in the morning.
The London Times is reporting a surge in the popularity of avocados in the U.K. And, of course, then that experience avocados over there has led to an epidemic of guacamole amateurs stabbing themselves in the hand. And some doctor groups even want to require warning labels on avocados.
Guacamole!
If you're using a sharp knife and you hit that big lump in the middle, that knife can bounce off of that and go take a digit off.
All of a sudden, your guacamole's red.
You won't be able to drive if you lose that middle finger.
McIntyre in the morning. Now with Leanne Tweeden News. 5 to 10 on KABC.
Put your head on my shoulder.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Squeeze me oh so tight.
Yes, the glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law. That is true, Carrie, isn't it?
It is.
We have got one of the most inspirational guys right here on Gervie's Law. I'm sure he's a half-full kind of guy. You know, one of the things that I'm also impressed with you, and I hate to say it, but I was trolling your Facebook page, and I apologize for that. But I saw a picture of Jennifer DeNicola and Cindy Crawford on your Facebook page. Of course, Jennifer and Cindy Crawford, been on the show before, along with Robert Kennedy Jr., who you mentioned on your Facebook page. Jennifer DeNicola, a friend of the show. I represent a number of the teachers at the Malibu High who have been exposed to PCBs.
Yes,
Cindy
yes.
Crawford pulled her kids out of the school.
Yes.
And I know that you have a relationship with Jennifer.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we've been, our whole family, we've been very good friends. And, yeah, and I was way behind getting her on, getting her elected as city council, but didn't work out. But we were also very involved in the PCB situation.
Yeah.
In fact, my wife, Jackie, and then Jennifer was part of it, created their own school for 2 years.
Really?
They literally took the K-12 program and became the first classroom in the United States. And Pepperdine... They were so nice in donating a room.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
And you know, earlier you talked about you don't understand why they don't clean up these schools. There's danger to our kids.
I was flabbergasted. It was really an education for me just watching how the Santa Monica School Board handled this. How long it took the City Council of Malibu to come on board.
Right.
They weren't on board right away.
And it took a lawsuit.
It took a lawsuit.
A successful one, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. But all this money, I mean... Millions of dollars spent for nothing. And I still, it was very disturbing just where people's character.
And and the damages that people, I see it as a lawyer who represents injured workers, seeing teachers who are being damaged by unsafe environments.
And they were damaged. And I don't know, did you see the video of when the company in charge of clearing the trash out of the school? Did you see when he went in front of that?
Awful.
That was
awful.
Well, first of all, he said, here's a guy taking trash out of Malibu High School. Malibu, one of the richest communities. He said it was like a third world country. He said there were five years of trash. He said it was disgusting. The rugs are sitting on. He said he's never seen anything like it. He said it was worse than a third world country.
Well,
what these kids were being taught.
I take my hat off to people like you, your wife, Jennifer DeNicola, Cindy Crawford, Robert Kennedy Jr. Mm-hmm. We had Aaron Brockovich on.
Mm-hmm.
All of these people supporting causes that will help our kids and everyone else live a safer and healthier life. We have to move on. We have Johnny's been waiting. John, how are you doing? Welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you, Alan, and hello, Carrie.
Hi.
What's going on, John?
Hello, Aston.
Hey there.
Hey, listen, I went to elementary school, junior high school with Anson Williams.
No, you didn't. You did not. You went to high school with Anson Heimlich.
I did. That's exactly right. I didn't want to say it.
What's your last name, John?
His famous uncle, who was Dr. Heimlich, who invented the Heimlich maneuver.
Yep.
So, aside from that, let me tell you something about Anson that has always stood in my mind. When we were in elementary school and junior high school, he would get up and he would lip sync. He would try to act. He would try to get into everything that he could for acting. You talk about a guy who was targeted, who was focused, who was concentrated on getting into acting. It was Anson. He did little theater. He did everything. We used to ridicule him. I feel bad about it. We used to ridicule him because of his because of what he would do. He would be out there. He basically was a shy, reserved guy. But when it came to acting, he turned on like starlight.
Wow.
The guy was incredible. I admire him for his drive. The other thing about Anson, we're coming up on 50, man. I knew his parents, Hal and Ricky, and I loved his mother. His dad was a crusty old guy, a tough guy, but really a decent man at heart. And I knew the Heimlich family very well. This guy is one of the classic, if you were to use the word class act, he is the definition of it. And I really admire him. I've always admired him. One thing, though, he's on Facebook, and he's on there in a muscle pose. He's been working out. He's been pumping up. So,
you know, I'll tell you, John, that is amazing to hear. I don't know how much Anson owes you now for that, but
he's pulling his wallet out.
He owes me is this. My dad used to take care of him as a physician long, long time ago.
What's your name?
Dr. Rock?
Exactly.
Oh.
Johnny. Now. Yeah, your dad, he actually... he's the one that discovered I needed these operations when I was 99 years old.
Wow. Yeah, this is amazing. You know,
Dr. Rock, I haven't thought of... He's an amazing doctor.
John, I want to thank you for calling him because it really it brought tears to Anson's eyes to hear, you know, the history. And we all think back in elementary school. You have so much history together. You sound like a wonderful person. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
You know, I have a quick story. My dad, when we were little kids, my dad was very... paranoid about everything. I mean, us drowning in the toilet, and I'm not kidding you. We at a very young age learned the Heimlich maneuver on each other as kids, little kids, three of us. Then as we got older, he said, if anybody has asthma, and nobody knows this, if anyone has asthma and they're having an asthma attack, do the Heimlich maneuver on them. It's the only thing that will save their life.
And it's Anson's uncle, believe it or not. But we have only a couple minutes. We got to talk about the most important part of the show right now. Everyone, listen in. Alert drops. Anson, tell us about alert drops.
Well, this came, you're talking about...
Can you give it to... Alan's got to take it. You got to put it right on your tongue.
Two on your middle of your tongue.
Do it right into the mic, because I want your...
Well, I'm going to take the alert drops while Anson's telling you about it.
Okay. I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, your eyes popped out of your head.
Oh, I am going to win every case in court now.
Yeah. Well, that's what... Yeah. That's exactly
I'm going to take this before I go to work every day.
It's no joke. It literally pops you like, you're like, you don't believe how it wakes you up instantly.
Yeah, exactly.
So why did you develop this with Dr. Heimlich?
Well, Dr. Heimlich, you know, for years has been, he's also into alternative medicine aside from regular. Anyway, I almost killed myself years ago, maybe 15, 18 years ago, falling asleep at the wheel, and he told me to bite into lemons. And he explained how the sensory connection of tongue and brain with the lingual nerve and how it causes your body to have automatic reaction of adrenaline. So basically, nothing's even in your system, and this taste goes on your tongue, and boom, you're alert, you're up, and you're instantly awake. And none of this crap in your system, none of this energy crap, strictly science, strictly your body helping your body. So... A couple of years ago, my business partner is Joanna Cannell. We created StarMaker Products, and we knew that there was this catastrophic situation going on in the country. 168 million drowsy drivers, all these unnecessary deaths, worse than narcotics, worse than alcohol. And we thought, well, why can't we put drops into a spray? Why can't we take a lemon and create alert drops and just spray it on top of the tongue? It'll save millions of lives, and that's what we did. And it's going to be out. The middle of June, alertdrops.com.
How are people going to be able to get this essential product?
Alertdrops.com.
Alertdrops.com.
Yeah.
I am so
very
alert right now.
Very important.
My dad almost died. And I remember he was driving home from
work. He did die, by the way.
He did die, but almost died driving drowsy. And he almost went off the canyon on Beverly Glen. Yeah.
You know, we've all had that experience. And now, especially in Southern California where we live, driving, sometimes we're on the freeways for hours.
I know.
You need this stuff. Yeah. And I'm going to try it. I need it for work. I just need to stay awake.
Oh, my God.
But it'll help you for all that.
I got to tell you, you have woke me up today.
I can actually
in
see
so
it.
Many ways. Anson Williams, thank you so much for being on Gervie's Law. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. This was so much fun.
It is fun.
And good luck. I'm a fan of the show.
Yay.
I'm always, I'm like the driver of the family. So I'm constantly taking these kids